Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith.
And I'm Richard Bacon. And here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
Coming up, scientists may have finally found the cure to the common cold. We have some travel tips that'll save you money this Memorial Day weekend. And after his father passed away, this five-year-old got an emotional showing of support on his first day back to school.
But first, Meghan Markle confirmed her father will not be at the royal wedding this weekend. She released a statement through Kensington Palace saying, "Sadly, my father will not be attending our wedding. I've always cared for my father and hope he can be given the space he needs to focus on his health." And with us now is Arthur Edwards, the Sun's royal photographer for 40 years. He's with us from his home in Essex. Arthur, welcome back.
It's great to be back.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's bridal party has been revealed.
That's right. I think they're godchildren to Harry and godchildren to Meghan. The big stars will be Prince George and Princess Charlotte.
Arthur, at the reception, they're having food trucks. Tell me about these food trucks.
Well, the thing is, at the reception for the 600, they're going to have food bowls. They're not going to be sitting at tables having waiters waiting on them. They're going to have these little food bowls with little lovely little dishes in them, probably fish and chips. Then in the evening, when they go to Frogmore House, where the guests are just the friends and family of the royals and Meghan, they're going to have food as well, but they're going to have like a burger truck, an ice cream truck, and stuff like that.
The wedding clashes with the FA Cup final, and Prince William is the president of the Football Association. He's meant to go.
He was going originally, but he's pulled out. He would be expected to be there to give the cup to the winning captain of the winning team, but, you know, he's got better things to do this week, which is, of course, be best man to his brother.
Arthur, you are excellent, as ever. Arthur Edwards, thank you.
A cure for the common cold might be closer than ever. Scientists have struggled with cold treatments for centuries. The virus comes in many forms and can mutate to avoid being killed by drugs. But the new method works by not attacking the cold virus at all. A team of researchers from Imperial College London say they found a protein in human cells called NMT that the cold virus needs to make copies of itself. They also developed a new chemical compound that blocks the virus from getting that protein. One of the study's authors said, "The idea is that we could give it to someone when they first become infected, and it would stop the virus being able to replicate and spread." Americans suffer an average of 2 to 3 colds every year. Children get even more. For many, it's an inconvenience. But for those with health issues like asthma or lung disease, colds can pose a serious risk. The scientists say their next step will be proving the chemical is safe for humans.
Let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend and mine, Nicole Pedlides. Nicole, big news from YouTube.
That's right, Richard. YouTube is launching a new music streaming service that will replace Google Play Music, which currently has a library of 40 million songs. YouTube Music can be free with ads. There's also an ad-free premium service for $10 a month. IKEA is out with a new credit card that will offer 5% back in rewards on all IKEA purchases. The card also offers 3% back on dining, grocery purchases, and utility bills. But there is a catch. The rewards must be redeemed at IKEA. And who says brick and mortar is dead? Take a look at Macy's, which saw a sales surge thanks to tourist shoppers. One retail consultant says the company is the first major retailer to report that overseas tourists have returned in force.
So, Nicole, what does this mean for other retailers?
Well, he thinks this trend is just starting and could be good news for luxury retailers such as Saks Fifth Avenue and Tiffany's. That's because international shoppers spend 4 times as much as domestic shoppers.
Interesting. Nicole, on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, thank you.
Michigan State will pay out $500 million to the survivors of Dr. Larry Nassar's sexual abuse. $425 million will be distributed between the 332 victims who were part of the lawsuit, and the extra $75 million will be held aside for any additional victims that may come forward in the next 2 years. And Texas Rangers pitcher Bartolo Colon took one to the gut and laughed it off. That line drive hit him at more than 100 miles per hour, and he just shook it off and was even able to make the out at first. He later said, "I have a big belly, so I can handle it." Now to the Tampa International Airport, where U.S. Army Reserve Sergeant Tracy McKithern was reunited with the dog she rescued while deployed in Iraq. McKithern and Irby hadn't seen each other in 7 long months. That dog was more excited to see his owner than many human reunions I've seen.
Yeah, it's a lovely thing.
About 70% of Americans will need some form of long-term care when they get older. But providing that care is stressing out younger people. A new poll from the Associated Press and the National Opinion Research Center found about one-third of Americans under 40 already care for an older family member or loved one. And another third expect to become caregivers within the next 5 years. While younger Americans tend to provide less than 10 hours of unpaid caretaking a week, 80% say their responsibilities are at least moderately stressful. And more than half say they feel unprepared to provide long-term care for a loved one, despite most saying they expect they'll be caregivers at some point in their lives. But as far as requiring care themselves one day, younger Americans are underestimating their own needs. Only 22% of Americans under 40 think they'll need long-term care when they get older.
There is an answer to the question what it takes to be wealthy, and it has to do with more than money. In a survey by Charles Schwab, just 11% of Americans defined wealth as having a lot of money. Two of the three most popular answers didn't mention money. 28% defined wealth as being able to live stress-free. 17% said it was loving relationships with friends and family. Not all the answers mentioned money, but Americans admitted those definitions come with a price tag. When asked to define wealthy in dollars, participants arrived at an average of $2.4 million. That's about 30 times the average net worth of U.S. households, just over 80 grand. When asked what wealthy would mean for their daily lives, the most popular answer with 62% was spending time with family. 55% said it was being able to take time for themselves. The survey also said it takes less to be merely financially comfortable. That requires just $1.4 million.
A 5-year-old boy whose father died while serving as an Indiana police officer got an uplifting show of support as he returned to school. Rob Pitts was a 16-year veteran of the Terre Haute Police Department. He was killed while responding to a call on May 4th. His son, Dakota, asked his mom if one of his dad's friends could drive him to school on his first day back. One of his dad's friends did take him, but word had spread about Dakota's request, and about 70 off-duty officers were lined up at the school when he arrived to welcome him and pay tribute to his father. Dakota wore his dad's police badge around his neck and was given a T-shirt and badge by a member of the SWAT team. Family members say the actions by these officers eased Dakota's return to school and helped him realize his father was a true hero. All right, well, here's an interesting story. People use Botox to reduce the signs of aging, but there are also a few research-backed ways you can change your diet to keep that youthful glow. Increasing your vitamin C intake can help regenerate skin cells and fight against the aging of your skin. Fruits and veggies high in vitamin C have been associated with healthier skin in women. And linoleic acid found in foods like edamame, almonds, and canola oil help reduce thinning of the skin, which tends to show more wrinkles on the face. A high sugar diet can proved to damage collagen and elasticity in the skin. So cutting out sugars is an easy way to keep your skin looking tight and young. Speaking of collagen, protein is a great way of boosting your body's anti-aging collagen count. More specifically, using nutritional supplements with hydrolyzed collagen are the best. And plus, eating healthy sounds a lot less painful than Botox.
It certainly does. A new report says 94% of American teachers pay for their own supplies without being reimbursed. Teachers spend an average of $479 a year on supplies. The report comes as teachers across the country are walking out to protest low pay, including North Carolina, this very week. Yeah. The average teacher earns just under $60,000 in the United States of America. And many teachers, on average, they're shelling out $479. That's what I mean. Proportionally, that's a lot of their money.
This is ridiculous to me.
Is it? Why? Tell
because
me.
Imagine a surgeon, for example, having to pay for his or her surgical instruments to operate on their patients.
Yeah.
No surgeon would ever have to pay for that. So why should teachers have to pay for supplies essential to doing their job?
Yeah, I mean, these are the people that teach the kids, that become the next generations of Americans that,
right.
You know,
right.
Run every single facet of the country. It's underfunding, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, needs to change. How about this story? A lot of people are talking about this one. A New York man was caught on camera yelling at restaurant employees for speaking Spanish to another customer.
So my next call is to ICE to have each one of them kicked out of my country. If they have the come here and live off of my money, I pay for their welfare, I pay for their ability to be here. The least they can do is speak
welfare.
Well, first, several Twitter users identified the man as attorney Aaron Schlossberg. Then the Yelp page for his practice was flooded with one-star reviews calling him a racist. Then his office's category was changed on Google to a Mexican restaurant. And by the way, his nice kind of dapper picture was changed to a picture of a dog getting hit in the face with a frisbee.
That's a hit. That's funny. That's people
are not happy, I mean, with this guy.
Depending on your view of this, you know, there's a certain justice to it. I think sometimes things go viral that misrepresent people and are unfair.
Yeah, you can't hide from the internet.
No, I think we still assume that this won't, that you can, you know, if you were to start shouting at someone, you just don't imagine that the world might see it.
Yeah.
That there's like, everyone has got a bit of broadcasting kit in their pocket. And then if you put on a good enough performance,
oh yeah,
millions of people will see it around the world. He will be a dog being hit in the face by a frisbee forever.
In today's hometown stories from Fox 26 Houston, Aisha Champs is a single mother of five, and she just graduated from law school at Texas Southern University. Her story inspired thousands when photos of Aisha dressed in her graduation robes with all of her kids around her went viral. Aisha says she's overcome with gratitude and encourages people to never give up on your dreams.
I sat in the bed this morning and cried. I really cried because I said, Lord, I cannot believe this. From foster care to high school dropout to Juris Doctor, I cannot believe it.
In our second story from Fox 11 LA, one artist in West Los Angeles had over 50 paintings piling up in his garage, so he decided to display them in an unusual place. Michael Russo put up several of his paintings on the fence in his front yard, and the colorful display has delighted pedestrians on their way to a nearby metro stop. He says he draws inspiration from lots of different sources, from his imagination to current events. Several of his paintings feature boxers, since he used to box when he was younger. In our final story from Fox 29 Philadelphia, a local nonprofit is trying to change the perception of pit bulls. The mission of Don't Bully Us Rescue is to promote kindness and compassion towards dogs that often get a bad reputation, like pit bulls and other similar breeds. Now the organization hosted their first annual Battleship Bullies Saluting Our Heroes fundraiser on the USS New Jersey in Camden. The event will raise money to pair rescue dogs with deserving military veterans. Tipping is something we do all the time. The general idea is about 20% for waiters and usually a dollar a drink for bartenders. Huh. But there's a new list by Deal News, and it shows how much to tip. Everyone from your appliance delivery guy to your karaoke DJ. And I love this topic because, you know, I'm a 20% tipper. I used to be a server for many years, and so I know what they go through.
Yeah.
Cable installers. Do you tip your cable installer?
I rent a house. It's all in already.
Oh, it's all a package deal. Okay, yeah. Well, $20 when the job is done. Just saying.
How do you tip a bin man? Garbage collectors.
Garbage collectors.
I don't understand. What do you, like, run down the street waving money in the air?
Wait!
Do you tape the money to the bin?
If you did tape the money to the bin, it would be $15, and the best time to do that would be around the holidays.
The funny list is, I have never hired a karaoke DJ.
But if you were to hire a karaoke DJ,
it would be $10 at the end of the night, which actually doesn't even seem that much.
Not at all.
Do you tip when you go to collect a takeout?
Yeah.
That you're driving it home yourself. Do you tip then?
That's a dilemma I have weekly. You know, same and today actually I did, and I tipped 10%.
Okay, that seems fair enough. Okay. A math problem meant for 8-year-olds went viral after a mom posted it online saying she didn't know how to help her son figure out the answer. See if you can get this. Here's the question.
Okay, ready.
Right, no, it's a good question, this. On the coast, there are three lighthouses. The first light shines for 3 seconds, then it's off for 3 seconds. The second light shines for 4 seconds, then it's off for 4 seconds. The third light shines for 5 seconds, then it's off for 5 seconds. All three lights have just come on together. One, when is the first time all three lights will be off at the same time? Two, when is the next time all three lights will come on together at the same moment? So the answer to the first one is 5 seconds.
Okay, got that one. Yeah, 5 seconds.
That one's easier.
Yeah, that one's easy.
The second one is actually quite hard. But here's what you do, is you have to write out your timetables for 3, 4, and 5. 3, 6, 9, 12, 4, 12, 4, 8, 12, 16, 5, 10, 15, 20.
Yes.
And it's the first time you get the same number in all three columns, and the answer is 120.
I hope that mom's watching. All right, here we go. Another topic that you probably know a thing or two about, Richard. The royal wedding. Oh my goodness, it's just days away. And you can actually bet on what's going to happen. Here are a few of the odds according
two people
to
are gonna
Sky
get married.
Bet. For entertainment purposes only, of course. Here are the odds. What two people are going to get married.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, that's it.
Color will the queen be wearing is another question people are betting on.
Green is the favorite. Big news. Uh-huh. Breaking news.
But then also blue is the close second.
How empty must your life have to be and how much must you like gambling to wander into a bookmaker's and put a bet on whether or not the queen is going to wear green on Saturday? Is there really nothing else to do?
So many people do this and it's just fun. It's for funsies. Well, and money. What will Prince Harry be wearing? The military outfit?
Yeah, probably.
And finally, people are betting on what car Meghan will arrive to the wedding in. Top pick is the Bentley, but odds are 250-1 that she'll take an Uber.
I mean, I'm sorry to jump in with my British knowledge here. You can't get Uber in Windsor.
Oh?
Yeah, that was just silly.
Memorial Day is the unofficial start to summer, so it's time to start making your plans. Consumer reporter Steve Noviello from Fox 4 in Dallas shares some last-minute travel deals for the upcoming holiday weekend. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Kristen. I've got some help today. Gabe Saglia, the senior editor for Travelzoo, talking about last-minute Memorial Day tips. Yep. Where do I begin?
Big cities. Business travel slows way down during a Memorial Day weekend or any sort of holiday weekend. So all those 4 and 5 star hotels in places like New York City, Chicago, San Francisco, better availability, and the rates are going to be much more aggressive as well.
You say also be flexible with your check-in dates. Don't do Friday to Monday.
Well, listen, everybody's going to check in on that Friday and try to check out late Monday of Memorial Day. If you can actually check in on Sunday and maybe even check out on Tuesday or Wednesday, you'll see not only better availability, but even airfare can drop pretty dramatically from day to day.
And finally, as it relates to news, the volcano effect happening right now in Hawaii playing with prices.
We could actually see values coming out of Hawaii because of what's going on there on the Big Island, but a lot of people might be looking at places like the Caribbean, which actually needs the foot traffic after a pretty treacherous hurricane season last year. So the Caribbean could benefit, Mexico could benefit, but still major value there as we head towards summer.
All right, Gabe Saglia, senior editor for Travelzoo, his best trips and tips right now. Links on your website.
All right, time to start planning. Thanks, guys. Okay, moving right along, a hedge fund billionaire is set to pay a record price for an NFL franchise. David Tepper has agreed to buy the Carolina Panthers for $2.2 billion. That sale price breaks the previous record of $1.4 billion paid for the Buffalo Bills in 2014. The deal will have to be approved by the other NFL owners who are meeting next week. Tepper is a minority owner in the Pittsburgh Steelers and will have to sell his stake before taking over as the Panthers owner. Forbes lists Tepper's net worth as $11 billion. He says he's committed to keeping the team in North Carolina. The team was put up for sale in December after owner Jerry Richardson was investigated for sexual harassment allegations and for using a racial slur.
British Airways will celebrate Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding on Saturday with a special flight from London to Toronto. London, of course, being where the royal wedding is, and Toronto being where Meghan lived for years, filming her television series Suits. The flight will only be staffed by crew with the names Harry or Meghan and will be flown by Senior First Officer Harry Blake. Lead crew member Meghan Horsley joked, "I've flown with another Meghan once or twice before, but never seven. So we might have to all call each other by our surnames during this very special flight." And passengers with the names Harry or Meghan get an added perk. The airline says they'll be allowed to use the first class lounge. Not to be left out, all passengers will be treated to lemon and elderflower Victoria sponge cake, the same kind of cake being served at the wedding.
A New Jersey pizza shop employee who fell on some rough times had a dream come true recently, and it was all thanks to one of her customers. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philadelphia joins us with more. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, the waitress's name is Amy Haber. She's been working at Ralph's Pizza in Haddon Heights, New Jersey, just across from Philly, for 30 years. So she's a big fan. She tells everybody, "I love the Foo Fighters." Well, the Foo Fighters were performing here in Philadelphia. She's a single mom, doesn't have the extra money, really wanted to go. So one of her regular customers bought her a ticket. Well, Ralph of Ralph's Pizza, the owner, says he's not surprised by this customer. He comes in all the time, very nice guy, and this just proves that he is a really nice guy.
And Mike, those tickets aren't cheap, right?
No. This ticket is $300. In other words, Amy got a very good seat.
What an amazing surprise for such a big fan. Thanks, Mike.
Well, that is it for today's Top 30. Here's what's coming up on the next show. Not all frequent flyer programs are the same, and a new report ranks the best ones, plus the bizarre story of a high school basketball player who wasn't in high school at all. And pet owners sometimes pay for their animals by leasing them, but a new law could change that.
Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.